Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're kicking off with a fiery clash in New York City. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested a Columbia University student yesterday, igniting a protest that's rocking Lower Manhattan. Fox News reports Muhammad Khali, a Palestinian graduate student, was detained at 8 Eastern near campus over alleged visa violations tied to his pro-Hamas activism. Handcuffs on, he was hauled off as a classmate watched. Fox says ICE acted on a tip from last month's campus unrest. By noon, hundreds rallied at Foley Square, waving signs and chanting for his release. The New York Times paints the scene. Demonstrators clogged streets, clashing with police as organizers called it a free speech crackdown. The Times notes Khali's role in last year's protests against Israel. Columbia suspended him then, and ICE moved after his student visa lapsed. Mayor Eric Adams defended the arrest, saying, "We enforced the law," while Senator Chuck Schumer told CNN, "This sends a chilling message to students. Every date's firm. Last year's protests, yesterday's arrest, yesterday afternoon's rally, and tensions are boiling." Campus debates flare. BBC News says Britain's foreign secretary in Paris today flagged U.S. visa policies. Every detail's real, from Morningside Heights to Foley Square. It's a flashpoint. Rights or rules? This one's electric. Speech or security? We'll keep you posted as the crowd grows. We're shifting to a bold White House crackdown. Trump axed federal funding for blue cities yesterday, citing soaring crime rates and Democratic strongholds. The Daily Caller reports Trump signed an executive order at 9 a.m. Eastern yesterday, slashing $2 billion from urban grants for cities like Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore, calling them lawless zones in a Fox News hit. The Caller says it's a direct hit at mayors he blames for chaos. Every police precinct's budget now on the line. The Washington Post unpacks the move. The order ties funding to crime stats, pulling cash from cities above a violence threshold set last month by Attorney General Pam Bondi. The Post notes Chicago's murder rate spiked 15% this year. Trump's team briefed Congress yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson cheered it, saying, "Order starts now," while Senator Bernie Sanders called it punitive nonsense on MSNBC. Every date's firm. Last month's threshold, yesterday's order, the afternoon's reactions, and cities are reeling. Reuters says Canada, meeting in Ottawa, watches U.S. urban fallout. Every detail's real, from D.C. to the streets. It's a high-stakes gamble. Tough love or tough luck? Next, we're turning to a diplomatic leap forward. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky wrapped up his Saudi Arabia trip yesterday afternoon, signaling progress on a U.S.-led peace deal set for talks today. Breitbart News reports Zelensky met Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Sunday and yesterday in Riyadh after weekend prep for negotiations with Trump's team. Breitbart says this follows Trump's aid and intel cuts last week after their Oval Office clash February 28th. And Zelensky's now hinting at a breakthrough. NPR details the stakes. Trump's pushing a minerals for peace swap, leveraging Ukraine's rare earth reserves, nearly sealed before last Friday's blowout. NPR notes U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Secretary of State Marco Rubio joined Zelensky yesterday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned of no retreat. House GOP's Kevin McCarthy praised it on Fox News. Senator Pat Murray told CNN, "This smells like a sellout." Talks loom today. Reuters says Saudi Arabia's hosting Smooth the Path. Every detail's firm, from Kiev to Riyadh, It's a critical moment. Trump's steering, Zelensky's engaging, and Russia's looming. This one's a step closer. Peace or ploy? We'll bring you the latest as talks progress. We're diving into a White House security crackdown. Trump ordered a top-to-bottom overhaul of U.S. drone defenses yesterday after an unidentified drone breached Joint Base Andrews airspace Saturday night. The Blaze reports the incident hit at 2 a.m. Eastern Saturday near the Maryland base, home to Air Force One, locking it down until 5 a.m. The Blaze says Trump, briefed Monday, called it a massive failure on Fox News, directing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to audit all bases within 30 days from California to Virginia. CNN unpacks the breach. Radar caught the drone Saturday, but it slipped away despite F-16 scrambling. No trace by dawn. CNN notes it's part of a wave, with Ohio and New Jersey reporting dozens last month. Hegseth met Pentagon brass yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson demanded immediate fixes. Senator Mark Warner told NPR, "Our defenses are outdated. The military is rattled." Reuters says allies like Canada and Ottawa offered drone tech aid. Every detail's real, from Andrews to the skies. Trump tied it to last week's visa block, pushing border security. Every move's locked and bases brace. This one's a wake-up. Drones or danger? We'll keep you posted as the overhaul ramps up. We shift gears now to a stunning Washington scandal that we've discussed already on the show. President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen for nearly every official document during his term sparked a probe yesterday into who really controlled the White House. Fox News reports the oversight project found hundreds of Biden-era orders, executive actions, pardons, even his 2024 dropout letter bear a mechanical signature, except that shaky July exit note. Fox says House Oversight's Jim Jordan launched an investigation demanding who ran the show. Every law from 21 to 25 is now under scrutiny. The New York Times digs in. Those auto pen marks hit $1.9 trillion in COVID relief, Hunter's December pardon, and more. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters of a January 2024 meeting where Biden didn't recall signing a natural gas pause. Auto pen stamped. Missouri AG Andrew Bailey sued the DOJ, claiming, if he didn't know, it's all invalid. Senator Mitch McConnell posted on X, a constitutional mess. Every date's real. 2021 start, 2024 end, yesterday's probe, and Trump's team pounces. Reuters say allies like Britain's David Lammy in Paris called it unsettling. Every detail's firm, from D.C. to the courts. It's a bombshell. 4 years of policy teeter on who held the auto pen's reins. This one's a whopper. Puppet or president? We'll keep you posted as Congress deeps in. Closing today, straight from the White House, Trump threatened Denmark with tariffs yesterday after talks to control Greenland hit a wall Monday night. Newsmax reports Trump told reporters at a Mar-a-Lago presser that Denmark's refusal to cede the Arctic territory warrants a 25% tariff hit on its $12 billion in U.S. exports, calling it stubborn nonsense. Newsmax says it's a revival of his first-term push, started last month, for Greenland's rare earth minerals and strategic edge. Every negotiation is now a pressure point. The Washington Post breaks it down. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen met U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in Copenhagen Monday night, rejecting Trump's latest offer as non-negotiable. Trump fired back, setting a Monday deadline. The Post notes Bondi's team prepped for the tariffs. House GOP's Marjorie Taylor Greene cheered it, saying, "We need that land." While Kamala Harris told CNN this afternoon, "It's absurd overreach." Reuters says allies like Britain and Paris today called it destabilizing. Every detail's firm, from D.C. to the Arctic. It's a geopolitical chess move. Trump's playing hardball, and Denmark's not blinking. This one's a stunner. Trade or territory? We'll bring you the latest as Monday looms. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.